Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Brian Samuel here from Kansas State University. He's the Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer at the university in the president's office. You have another event here that we can highlight, the Commerce Bank and W.T. Kemper Presidential Awards.
Yes, that award goes back, I want to say, about 47, 48 years. It's one of our longest standing relationships. And for that award, we acknowledge and give recognition to a student and one student and one faculty or staff member who has worked in the diversity and inclusion realm and servicing others and demonstrated our principles of community in that work. So this year, the recipients are Del Shea Roberts and Maria Vaughn.
And tell us a little bit more about them, if you don't mind.
Del Shea is she's a senior graduating this May in microbiology or pre-med major from, I think, Kansas City, if I'm remembering correctly. And she's done a lot of work on the campus, including but not limited to being a president of the Black Student Union Association, a member of Delta Sigma Theta, Sorority Incorporated, and many other areas of service that she's been intimately involved in. And then Maria Vaughn, it works in our K-State First program where she devises different initiatives around engaging students and what have you. And she's done a lot of service for students in terms of doing workshops and leadership type of different things. And so that's what she was recognized for.
Okay, very good. And when will those be handed out again?
I want to say, if I'm remembering correctly, the date is Tuesday the 28th of January at 3:30 p.m. in the Alumni Center.
Okay, so another event here tied to the legacy of Dr. King, and it really kind of brings a full circle here with all these different events happening around campus. Do you find the younger generation nowadays, we're getting further away from when Dr. King has been gone for over 50 years, but do you find the younger generation still keeps his spirit alive?
I do. I think their knowledge and understanding is a little different. A lot of the things that they are available to participate in or engage in has been the direct result of some of the work of Dr. King. And so they may not have the nuanced knowledge and experience that a more mature individual has, but they do recognize that his legacy is very important and very meaningful for the social fabric of these United States, as well as the world, for that matter. And they come out, they engage, they ask questions, and they pay respects.
And the reason I ask that is because, you know, a lot of these kids and their parents, maybe more so their grandparents, they were not that far removed from when segregation existed in schools and across the country.
That's right. I think of myself sometimes, and I'm one of those first students to go completely through a desegregated school system, you know, being a child of the 70s and with desegregation happening and things of that nature. So things were really, really early in the change process when I became a first grade student. So my experience or students like me who grew up in the 70s is probably very, very different from someone who started school 50, 60 years, you know, after the fact of desegregation or the assassination of Dr. King or what have you. But overall, students understand and appreciate the work and the sacrifice and things that have led to some of the opportunities that they have today.
All right. Well, it's good to hear. It's nice to know that you know, his work is being honored here, especially at the local level. I think Manhattan and K-State do such a good job of really celebrating and embracing the legacy of Dr. King.
I would agree. I've been at many institutions, and even those where I haven't actually worked or been employed, I've been able to, you know, through technologies, the internet, and things, see how institutions recognize and pay respects to the work and service. And one of the things about K-State, we actually do a whole week and several activities, right? Some institutions only do a day or a lunch or a program or a dinner or speaker or something like that. So I think it says a lot about us and our character and our connectivity to the work and service of Dr. King that we have multiple events in a week-long a service or recognition for Dr. King.
Well, and, you know, right after the laying of the wreath on the 31st, you get right into February, and that's Black History Month. Do you guys have anything planned for next month?
Yeah, there are a number of activities that have been planned for Black History Month, and those activities, like the presidential luncheon that I spoke of earlier, are being coordinated by the Diversity and Multicultural Student Life Department.
Okay. We'll be looking for more information. They have a website, probably.
Yes, they do.
Okay. And on the K-State website, I imagine.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Again, the MLK Junior Day of Service, that'll be on Saturday, January 25th, and there will be a breakfast and service kickoff at the Staley School of Leadership Studies from 9 to noon. The MLK Presidential Luncheon, January 30th. The Commerce Bank and W.T. Kemper Presidential Awards, that's on the actually on the 28th. And then the laying of the wreath on the 31st. Anything else maybe I haven't covered that you'd like to highlight?
Well, you know, K-State is committed to the work of diversity and inclusion. We're doing a lot of good things. We're seeing some good progress in that work, and we're going to keep the momentum moving forward.
Yeah. It's good to keep that fresh in the mind of everyone. We see the climate that we have on the national level, and just got to keep fighting there.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Well, Dr. Samuel, we appreciate you coming out here, and we'll talk to you again down the road sometime.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.